Let's go over to 1 John. Praise God. Now, may I remind you of something? What did Jesus say on the cross? Woman, see your son. Son, see your mother. And it was John. I mean, he could have turned him over to any of the other apostles, but it was John. This is the love book. Let's look in that fourth chapter, and we'll go up here in the eighth verse. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Say it. God is love. There is nowhere in this book that says God is power. He is love, and He uses His power in behalf of His family and anybody else that'll receive it. Hallelujah. I've seen so much over the last 56 years. I was called in. This man had gangrene. It's so bad it looked like they were going to cut off his leg from diabetes and so forth. And I walked in the room, and they took me around to the end of the bed. And I was at the foot of the bed. And I stood there for a moment and, of course, prayed in the Spirit there for a moment and just listened to the Lord inside. He said, touch him on the toe. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I touched that toe. And he said, ah! So I cast the devil out of him, and he was healed. Amen. These things have happened over the years. And I've seen all kinds of things. In Southwest Believers Convention a few years ago, there was a woman there, and she was in a wheelchair. She had dark glasses on. And a young woman behind her, I found out later, was a granddaughter. And I said, may I do what Jesus did? She said, by all means. So I took her dark glasses off and I went and put my hands over her eyes and just held them there. I just held them there and held them there till I got the release. And I held them. I said, tell me what you see. She said, I see you. Yes. Well, of course, I was thrilled about that. But then, where's Pastor George? Come here. Hustle. How about hustle? You do that pretty well. Yeah. You know? Now she came to church then on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And so now you tell what she said. She had double vision, wasn't it? Just so bad she couldn't see.
Yeah, it was. And you should have seen her. You know, when we go into a healing situation like this, the look on people's faces, it's just down, dark. When you laid hands on her like that, and you pulled your hands away, and you said to her, what do you see? And she said, I see you. And she just brightened up. And she came to church the next morning, and she absolutely looked like a different person.
Right.
She looked like she was so thrilled and so excited to be able to see. And she got up that morning, started preaching, started talking and ministering to the congregation.
Yeah.
And what was it she said? I asked about her age.
Yeah, she said, I'm 77, going to heaven.
Going to heaven, yeah.
And a few days, I'll be 78, going straight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good.
Praise God.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. I tell you, healing is fun. Praise God. Now, he can do that because he exercises hard. We have a trainer there. that was Mr. America one time, and you pay much attention to him, he'll hurt you. But I have a trainer, and Yvonne's a whole lot easier on me. But Yvonne's dad was my nutritionist and trainer for a while, and he came with us. He was 11 years old, and I gave him a police car, a remote police car, and then the next year a fire truck. Well, then he grew up. He went to North Texas University for a degree in nutrition, and he met a young woman named Abigail, and they are such a pair. Glory to God. And so when his dad left, he just came on to the house. He was working in the gym, and he started working me out. And he prepares all of my food. And then she does the same thing. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention that this morning is that we just got the news that they are with child. And they've been believing for a long time. And so I just announced it to the world. So. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, and He hath given us of His Spirit. Now look at this 16th verse. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Now, you ask most Christians, what is our commandment? Oh, that we love one another. Well, let's see here. Let's see if it is. He that keeps his commandment dwells in him. Hereby we know that he abide in us by the Spirit that has in us. And I want to back over here to the third. Praise God. The commandment is in two parts. That we believe on the name of his Son Jesus and love one another. One doesn't work without the other. Believe on the name of His Son Jesus and love one another as He loved us. So, what did we find out in the book of Exodus? Let's look at it again. Praise God. Exodus 15, and now we understand what this means. If you will diligently hearken to the voice, what is the voice of the Lord our God? This book. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, which is love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself, and begin to walk in the new commandment. And walk. That's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. So, say this. I am quick to repent. I am quick to forgive. And slow to anger. I walk in love. I keep the commandment of love. I'll put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians. I am the Lord that heals you. I am the Lord that heals you. Okay, Now we're in 1 John, go to the 5th chapter. Oh, Jesus. In the 14th verse, 13th verse, these things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, well, what is His will? Divine help. And we're going to see that in a moment. He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin. There is a sin unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God, whosoever born of love sinneth not, but he that's begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Now, I want to go to the Classic Amplified here. We know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately, knowingly practice committing sin. But the one who is begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold or grip or touch him. That's where I was headed all the time. No. And you can just tell the devil, Mr. Devil, you just get your hands off my child. I walk in love. I'm quick to repent. I keep the commandments. You have no right to touch me. You have no right to touch me. You have no right to touch my baby. No. No, now you just pack up and get out of here. Well, where are we going to base that? Turn to the book of James. Praise God. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. James chapter 4. Verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Submit yourself to God. And then just tell the devil what he can do. Just get out. You have no partner lot in this. Amen. And now you go back to the book of Hebrews. Just turn left there. In the 2nd chapter, but one in a 6th verse, one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that you're mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. Now, there's in the Psalms it says you made him a little lower than God. You made him a little lower than the angels. Now, what is that talking about? Well, the devil's a fallen angel. You made him a little lower than the angels, crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for that he put all in subjection under him, left nothing that was not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, and by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Taste death. He tasted death. So, if you know Jesus, He's your Lord and Savior, dying is the easiest thing you ever did. And you can't taste it when you die. You can't smell it when you die. You can't see it when you die. And you can't hear it. There's nothing to it. You just slip out of this body, it falls, and you're gone. Amen. And I'm like Gloria. I want to hear that trumpet. I want to be just preaching one day, and out of here. Well, we're gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, just leave here. Glory. And it's not an escape. I am content here. I live in good health. Amen. And all is well in the household of faith. And I'm thrilled to finish my course. But if he desires to blow the horn, then he's boss. And Phil Driscoll pointed it out to me one day. He said, did you ever notice that all of those instruments it talked about with Satan? He said, the trumpet is not there. He said, that's reserved to God. And he said, that's the reason I blow the trumpet. Amen. Don't you know that thing's going to be a blast heard around the world? Thank you, Jesus. They're just going to come in here and find a bunch of clothes laying here on the floor. They wonder what happened to that group of people. Amen. Hallelujah. And then what if there's one poor soul that's left? How did she get out of her dress and leave here? Look at this. Oh, don't forget me. Mama, I wish I'd have done what you said. Oh, Lord God. And, you know, what's that old song? It said, when they look over and say, don't he look natural? Jack, you're dead. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. But now you can see the role that love plays in our lives. It should be, since it is a commandment, it is to walk in love. And let me demonstrate something to you. Let me get out here where I can do this. Jesus said there is a way that is straight and narrow.
Yes.
And not many find it. Well, it's the love walk.
That's right.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators. Now, the King James says follow, but the word is Greek word M-I-M-E-T-E-S.
Yes.
A mimic. Imitate. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy Him and follow His example as well, beloved children, imitate their father. Go ahead. And walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance unto God. To walk in it. Walk in love. All the time. Now look at this. That straight line. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for reminding me of that. You're walking that way, and somebody says something terrible, and you go over here, the devil is right there. He's just waiting for you to get out of that commandment. No, I repent. Satan, you have no part in a lot in me, nor in my family. And you just keep your hands off. So you're very aware of it. And this is the reason why you practice it. Amen. So you go to bed with it at night and you get up with it in the morning. So that it's right there all the time. When you go out, you go into a restaurant, particularly one that you've never been in before. Forgive everybody in there before you walk in there. You walk out the door of the morning to head to town or wherever you're going, say, Lord, I'm a forgiver today. I'll just forgive. I just forgive them all now. And then you don't have to get mad, repent, and then forgive. Well, you walking in it, walking in love, walking in health, forgiving everyone. What did Jesus say? Hanging on that cross. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And that means you have to forgive the politicians. I suggest you go to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and repent. Pray for all that are in authority. I pray for Mr. Biden every day. I pray for Kamala Harris every day. And then he said, well, I don't... if there ever was one that needed prayer. He's on the ragged edge. What I pray for him, the Lord open the eyes of his understanding. Send laborers across his path with the word of his healing. And the word of his salvation. Hallelujah. And we need to be believing God for him. I don't agree with his politics. But listen, he's a human being. Jesus died for that man.
He sure did.
And he's been through hell itself.
Yes.
He sure has.
He's had all kinds of death in his family. So we, where politicians are concerned, Lord, God forgive them. They're under a lot of pressure. Now, let's answer that with Ephesians chapter 6. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. But this is where the love walk is so powerful. And that you stay on that love line, because faith works by love.
Hi, I'm China Hodges, and I'm from Stone Mountain, Georgia. I had severe pain in the shoulder area, couldn't rotate it, couldn't reach hardly. I'd go to the gym and stretch this arm just fine, and I couldn't hardly stretch it. You know, it was definitely something setting in. And I'm a believer, a strong believer, so I was resisting, you know, declaring and also working it out. When he said to stand up, and I just received, first of all. And then when he said, do something you couldn't do, I moved the arm, and there's like, it's just free movement, like nothing there.
And she said, when you said a little while ago for somebody to move something, she said she has total range of motion without pain.
Look at you.
Praise God.
Whatsoever. There's no pain, none whatsoever. Yeah, I knew the enemy was trying to stick something on me. And there's nothing there. Just spend time with the Lord and read the Word, and He's going to push that doubt out where it just comes easily. And if you're in a meeting or at home, I mean, healing can be received anywhere. But it's through Jesus. It's through focusing on His goodness. And however He gets it to you, it'll come. Don't take no for an answer.
Even in a world where sickness surrounds us, every steadfast believer can know with confidence that they can live protected from whatever is out there and live in vibrant health. In the audio series, God Wants You Well, Gloria Copeland takes you through the scriptures, illuminating the essence of God's desire to heal and restore you to divine health. This series outlines a truth for every believer. Healing is not a distant dream. On the cross, Jesus carried the weight of your pain and discomfort, securing your healing with profound sacrifice. Picture this. God envisions you thriving in your spirit, mind, and body, resulting in you flourishing at home, excelling professionally, channeling creativity, nurturing relationships, and pursuing dreams with newfound vigor. Whether you've studied the Bible's healing promises for years or are just beginning, this message will strengthen your faith. Brace yourself for a transformation. See your faith fortified and sharpened. Now is the moment to resolve any doubts. God wants you well. In Gloria Copeland's powerful series, God Wants You Well, she explains the Word of God concerning your healing. God's nature is to heal you so you can live in divine health. Receive your free CD series when you visit kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Psalms 107:20 says, God sent His Word to heal us and to deliver us from destruction. God's Word not only brings us healing, but it also shows us how to live in divine health every day. One of the ways we access that divine health is by walking in love. When you walk in love, your faith is able to work unhindered, and you receive the divine health God has promised you. Let me pray over you for your healing today. Father, you are light in the life of all creation. Your hands are open wide, and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. We choose that life today, the life and blessing that comes from you. We call it up from our bellies as rivers of living water, healing our bodies today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Faith for healing comes by hearing what God's Word has to say about your healing. A great way to build your faith is by coming to a KCM event. The St. Louis Victory Campaign is just a few weeks away, October 26th through the 28th in Sunset Hills, Missouri. Come, immerse yourself in an atmosphere of faith as we hear Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle teach us the uncompromised Word of God. Healing School will be on Saturday, October 28th, so come build your faith and receive your healing. For more information on this free event, go to kcm.org/events. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you. We sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.